I don't know any better than hard work. And I want our football team to have that mentality.
Strong work ethic, and you're mentally tough, then you're going to get the job done. Have the opportunity to wear the purple and gold.
This is here is just to show that I'll compete at a high level, lead this team.
Ladies and gentlemen, head coach Mike Zimmer and your 2015 Minnesota Vikings.
The 2015 season for the Minnesota Vikings was one of growth and improvement.
To the end zone, and it's caught! Touchdown, Vikings!
11 wins, an NFC North Division title, and a spot in the postseason.
Rivers back to pass. He's sacked and he's crushed by Everson Griffin!
But with a young and talented roster, the offseason has been geared towards finding those new pieces that will work well along with this rising team.
We wanted to be a little bit more aggressive than we have been in the past in free agency. We wanted to try to attack some of the areas of need on our football team. I think we're able to accomplish a lot of those goals as we went through the free agency period.
It didn't take long for Spielman and the Vikings to address a position of need with the signing of free agent guard and two-time Pro Bowler Alex Boone.
There was a lot of things that brought me here. Number one, the division. You know, I remember growing up, I watched this division a lot, being from Cleveland, and you know, this was the division that was really, they pounded each other, you know, and they had a lot of fun doing it. And to me, this is the ultimate football. You know, this is the best. And, you know, to be on this team right now, I'm really excited, you know, the way, you know, Zimmer's got it going, and it's on the up.
Not only did the Vikings get a veteran like Boone on the offensive line, but they added plenty of experience in the secondary with the addition of 31-year-old safety Michael Griffin.
Just the front seven, you just see the type of pressure they put on the quarterback. You look at a guy like Harrison Smith, I wouldn't say an up-and-coming safety. I would say right, he's established himself as one of the top safeties in the league. You look on the outside with a guy like Xavier Rhodes, a first-rounder, who's you know done some great things and watching how he's played a bigger corner. And then you look on the other side, Terrence Newman, he did some great things. So you just see a lot of pieces and puzzles that any safety would love to come and play. It just all just made sense, especially coming from an organization. You know, things weren't going so well, and it was a constant turnaround, rollover in there, a rebuilding year. And you know, I got released and whatnot, but just to be able to continue my career, it's a blessing, especially going on year 10. Played 9 seasons with one team, and this is my first opportunity to experience free agency.
Both Griffin and Boone, along with other pieces added, fit nicely with the young talent on the roster. Veterans who have been there before are keys to success in January. And the Vikings have a trusted veteran coming back for the final time.
Chad Greenway with a 91-yard touchdown!
Chad Greenway signed a 1-year extension to play his 11th and final season, all with the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, it's a great offseason for us, and obviously not knowing my future coming into the offseason, it's worked out great to be able to be with the Vikings for another season, sign on a 1-year contract, and there's so much excitement with this football team. It also gives us another year and platform to continue to push our foundation events, and really, so it's just great to continue to work with the community and hopefully bring a great product on the field.
Having the chance to finish his career in purple was important for Greenway. But so was having the opportunity to be a part of something special this season. Not only are the Vikings entering this season with plenty of anticipation, but they're ready to kick off a new era in the team's history. Earlier this month, the NFL unveiled the 2016 schedule, and after their opener in Tennessee against the Titans, U.S. Bank Stadium will host its first regular season NFL game as the Vikings face their closest rivals on September 18th.
I think it's great for our fans. Number one, we get a division rival, a night game, prime time, to really open the new stadium in a regular season game. You know, anytime you play Green Bay, it's a cranked up affair, and it's an awful fun. It should be an awful fun evening.
Unveiling the new stadium on Sunday Night Football is just one of 4 prime time appearances for the Purple, who also play on Thanksgiving in Detroit, Christmas Eve at Green Bay, and wrap up their season at home against the Bears on New Year's Day.
I think we have a chance to have a good football team. Like every year, you have to have some luck. You have to have some breaks go for you. You got to stay healthy. And more importantly, you have to work. So we're going to have to get to work. We're going to have to prove that we belong again. You know, nothing's given in this league. It's all about what you earn. And so I think starting back when we earn our opportunities.